What a joy it is to be with you. The title of our Wednesday readings today is The New Birth. We'll commence our readings from the King James Bible, from the Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to the Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. I will now read some of Jesus' sayings to his disciples, which were captured by the disciple Thomas in his Gospel of Thomas, giving us a primitive, simplistic record of how Jesus spoke to his disciples. And Jesus said, "He who shall find the interpretation of these words shall not taste of death." Jesus said, "He who seeks, let him not cease seeking until he finds. And when he finds, he will be troubled. If he is troubled, he will be amazed, and he will reign over the all." Jesus said, "If those who lead you say unto you, 'Behold, the kingdom is in heaven,' then the birds of the heaven will be before you. If they say unto you, 'It is in the sea,' then the fish will be before you. But the kingdom is within you and it's outside of you. When you know yourselves, then shall ye be known. But if you do not know yourselves, then you are in poverty, and you are poverty." Jesus said, "The man aged in his days will not hesitate to ask a little child of 7 days about the place of life, and he shall live. For there are many first who shall be last, and they shall become a single one." Jesus said, "Know what is before thy face, and what is hidden from thee shall be revealed unto thee. For there is nothing hidden that shall not be made manifest." And Jesus said, "Man is like a wise fisherman who cast his net into the sea and drew it up from the sea full of small fish. Among them, the wise fisherman found a large good fish. He threw down all the small fish into the sea. He chose the large fish without trouble. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Jesus said, "Behold, the sower went forth. He filled his hand. He cast. Some fell upon the road. The birds came and gathered them. Others fell on the rock and sent no root down to the earth, nor did they sprout any ear up to heaven. Others fell on the thorns, and they choked the seed, and the worm ate them. And others fell on the good earth and brought forth good fruit unto heaven, some 60-fold, and some 120-fold. The disciples said to Jesus, "Tell us what the kingdom of heaven is like." He said to them, "It is like a grain of mustard seed, smaller than all seeds, but when it falls on the earth which is tilled, it puts forth a great branch and becomes shelter for the birds of heaven." His disciples said, "Teach us concerning the place where thou art, for it is necessary for us to seek after it." He said to them, "He that hath ears, let him hear. There is a light within a man of light, and it gives light to the whole world. If it does not give light, there is darkness." And the readings close from Miscellaneous Writings, page 16, from The New Birth by Mary Baker Eddy. Here then is the awakening from the dream of life in matter to the great fact that God is the only life, that therefore we must entertain a higher sense of both God and man. We must learn that God is infinitely more than a person or finite form can contain, that God is a divine whole and all, an all-pervading intelligence and love, a divine, infinite principle, and that Christianity is a divine science. This newly awakened consciousness is wholly spiritual. It emanates from soul instead of body and is the new birth begun in Christian Science. Now, dear reader, pause for a moment with me, earnestly to contemplate this newborn spiritual altitude, for this statement demands demonstration. Here you stand face to face with the laws of infinite spirit, and behold for the first time the irresistible conflict between the flesh and spirit. You stand before the awful detonations of Sinai. You hear and record the thunderings of the spiritual law of life, as opposed to the material law of death, the spiritual law of love, as opposed to the material sense of love, the law of omnipotent harmony and good, as opposed to any supposititious law of sin, sickness, or death.
Surely the presence of God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place. Surely the presence of God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this.
Let us join together in a period of silent prayer, and then let's pray audibly as recorded for us by Matthew. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.